Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back again to our unique program, Understanding Muslims and Sharing Jesus Effectively with Them. I want to start by sharing my wife's testimony, Hala. Hala was born and raised in Egypt in a Muslim family. And she used to pray, you know, like Muslim prayers. She was in the university studying Islamic religion and the Arabic language to become a Muslim teacher, to teach Islam and to teach the Arabic language. Actually, she was studying in one of the most prestigious Islamic Azhar University in Cairo. Only takes Muslim students, serious students and committed Dar al-Uloom. However, one day she discovered a Bible in her bathroom, in her house. And then she discovered that her father was a Christian, but he did not want to tell everybody yet. He had a good position with the government in the tax department, and she faced her father and she told him, "Are you reading the Bible?" He told her, "Well, as a matter of fact, yes. What's wrong with that?" And she said, "The Bible is corrupted." And he told her, "No, as a matter of fact, it's not corrupted." And she had many questions, which he answered all these questions. And that's what we will do in future programs, answer questions Muslims have about the Christian faith. And then he gave her the Gospel of John. He told her, "I have the Gospel of John here. Do you want to read about Jesus?" He told him, she asked him, "Is it about Jesus?" He said, "Yes." And she told him, "Well, I am curious to know about Jesus because I studied in the Islamic University that Jesus is coming back again in the last day as a just judge. He's going to judge every person justly. And I was wondering why God will send Jesus to judge mankind. And who can judge justly except God? Yes, I like to know about Jesus." And she started reading the Gospel of John, and she became born again. She started talking about Jesus in the university with other Muslim students before they threw her in prison. Of course, she suffered. One of the PhD Muslim professors believed her story. He was actually investigating her case, and he started talking to Jesus, and he got born again. In prison, she met three other ex-Muslims. One of the newspapers, a major newspaper, wrote that they could be executed or in big trouble. Well, all of them decided to pray and sing Christian songs. My wife has a gift of singing. They kept praying, and they attracted the Muslim prisoners, and they talked to the Muslim prisoners about Jesus, because Muslim prisoners asked them, "Why you are singing?" Some of those songs were happy songs. There is nothing to sing about here. The place is filthy, the food is awful, the smell is horrible. And actually, they had a perfect chance to tell them about the reasons for their living hope and for their peace and for their joy, Jesus Christ. And some of the prisoners came to Christ and started praying. So my wife told me this was a great experience, because even though there was some suffering, but God was lifting us up above the difficult circumstances, and we felt God's presence in a more real way than any other time in my life. she has her whole testimony in a DVD. She shared her testimony here at Calvary Chapel Costa Mesa, Joyful Life Fellowship. And if you requested that DVD, I can send it to you. You can go to our website and order it, actually. So Hala was one of those Christians that reminds me that God is working in the Muslim world, because she is my wife, and she always tells me God will save multitudes of Muslims. And God is working, and she is a huge encouragement, of course, to me in the ministry, and she is my partner. And I am so grateful to God that He brought her to my life. I am trying to share with you that God is working in Egypt, like I mentioned last program. In the past 25, 30 years, more Muslims came to Christ in Egypt than in the past 1,400 years, an estimate number 4 or 5 million. And I can also share with you one of the testimonies. In the past 15 years, God has been using me and Hala, my wife, and the ministry He gave us to help so many Muslims enjoy His love and salvation. And let me share with you just one testimony. Perhaps I can share some of those testimonies in future programs, but let me at least share with you this. I have it here in front of me. I received an email from Tallahassee, Florida. I spoke at Calvary Chapel, Tallahassee, perhaps three, four times in the past 15 years, even before 9/11. And before I went to speak the last time, I got an email. My name is Malak. I am originally from Lebanon. I came to the States in 2007 to finish my studies. I live in Tallahassee. I am a Muslim. I have always been a Muslim. Anyway, to make a long story short, she met someone and he gave her a copy of my book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. And I am reading here, since I read this book, I fell in love with God. I am now happier than before. I saw and felt what I haven't seen nor felt before. God's love for me. The only problem is now I feel I'm in the middle of, that is, I cannot deny my Muslim roots, and I'm falling in love with Jesus. Of course, I replied, this is not a huge problem, Malak. Keep reading, keep praying. And the last email, of course, we exchanged many emails. The last email she sent me, thank you for your fast reply. Thanks for helping me experience and enjoy God's love and salvation. Malak. And I introduced Malak to Calvary Chapel, Tallahassee, and the Holy Church rejoiced. I introduced her during the second service, and people cried and laughed, and it was a big celebration. And of course, many people hugged her. All right. So God is working all over the Muslim world. 1 John 4:16 tells us that God is love. God is in love with the people He created. God is longing to enter the lives of as many people as possible, including Muslims, of course. Why? Because the person who does not enjoy God's presence is suffering. And God desires to live in every person's life so He can alleviate his or her suffering and give that person the best life he or she can ever have on earth. In spite of the difficult circumstances, in spite of bad people, in spite of any negative things happening, people can have good life when Jesus lives within their lives. And that's what Jesus said. I came that they may have life and have it more abundantly. Abundantly, rich life, meaningful life, a life worth living, in spite, regardless of anything that's happening around us or even anything happening difficult in our lives. God enjoys his time in heaven when more people go to heaven. I am sure most of you remember what Jesus said in Luke 15. There is a celebration in heaven when one sinner repents. Imagine a celebration in heaven. All kinds of music playing. Angels are dancing. Choirs. Yes, one Saudi Arabia person, sinner, repented over there. Or an Egyptian came to Christ. Celebration. Hallelujah. Yes. That's what excites heaven more than anything else. Before we run out of time, let's pray, which is the most important thing we can do. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we come before you, God. We are grateful, God, that you sought us and you opened our eyes and hearts and you helped us to put our faith in Jesus, to see your love through Jesus, and to repent of our sins and to become your children, God. Thank you, God. God, today, God, we come before you as your children, God, and we ask you in Jesus' name that you will help us to love you from all our hearts. Help us, God, to live with the goal of causing more celebrations to happen in heaven. Help us, God, to live with the commitment to share Jesus effectively with as many people as possible and with as many Muslims as possible, God. Don't let us, God, focus on ourselves. Don't let us, God, live in a selfish way, self-centered way, but set us free from the self-centered life to go to lost people and to tell them that you love them. To tell them, God, that you care for them. To tell them that you desire to enter their lives. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. My dear brothers and sisters, please don't forget to contact me. If I can be of any help to you, contact me. And until we meet again, salam. Peace. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.